pretty much tired.
I know you're recording this now.
Yeah.
Seltzer.
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 How's the davening? Yeah. Seltzer. What should we talk about? What should we talk about? Huh? Halacha. How about I give you Yom Kippur? Avoid the same Kippur? No, based on Mikdash, Kachim, Korbanis. What's it all about, no? No, but what about, don't you want to know what's going on in the Avodah, in the middle of the Yom Kippur davening? You don't know what's going on? Do you guys know the whole Avodah or no? I have different things I could talk about. I thought there would be Teilus in that one, though. No, not that, just to know what's going on in the Avodah. That, it's mamish, if you know what the Avodah is, you know, so then we could try and figure out what's the, from there, we'll figure out what's our Avodah in Yom Kippur. Sesame Tshuva now. No, but I don't know if you all know it already. Like, you know, you all know what the Kohen Gadol does and everything. You know the whole thing or no? If you don't know, then you have to know. You know, you're an Israeli bacher. You probably did it when you were three. You know, right? You want to tell him? I'll sit and listen. Everywhere I go, I have to talk. I would love to sit. You want to do it? And I'll help you. I'll do the noises in the back. It's a good idea. I wrote it in the card just now, like all the different numbers. You'll remember this for the rest of your life, right? I wish I had somebody when I was your age that did this. I didn't have a Shragi Kallis when I was your age, right? Should we do it? Yeah or no? Good. And then afterward, if there's time, I'll probably end at 11:30 anyway. But if there's time, then we'll do, you know, then maybe we'll just chazim sechti yuma a little bit, the whole thing. Okay, right? So I broke it down like this. We have to remember all these numbers. Seltzer, Yom Kippur. We have to remember all these numbers. I wrote them down. The numbers are 43. Sounds like a football game. 10, 5. Do you know that by the end of this year, you're all going to know what these things are? 43, 10, 10, 5, 2, 3, 3. Those are the numbers. 43, 10, 10, 5, 2, 3, 3. What?
Where's the
lock? You're going to remember these numbers. Mamish, you're going to come to me after. You're going to tell me. The greatest Yom Kippur in my life. And imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka brings Mashiach and the Kohen Gadol Taka comes and you're going to know what's going on, right? Otherwise, you're going to be sitting outside like a bunch of schnitzels, right? You're going to be sitting out there, you know? It's a good idea, no? You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, let's get to work. Okay, the Kohen Gadol. Okay, you know already the Kohen Gadol before the week of the Yom Kippur, he's preparing for an entire week. He goes and he lives in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's, and he learns the Avodah and he goes, and, you know, what's the Avodah? The Avodah is the Ikar of the Yom is the Avodah. Let's see afterward if there's time. We'll try to figure out what does it have to do with a tough, where are we, Tufshin Pei Beis, which is Gematria Hashvius. Right? Chaim Kanievsky woke up one morning. He said, "Moidani lefanecha melchai v'kaim shachazar tebi nishmasi v'chem l'rab b'munasecha." And then he said, "Tavshin Pei Beis is gematria hashvius." He's the coolest guy in the world. He came in his sleep. Tavshin Pei. I didn't check it out. Nemar alai rabbi. I think he's not lying. But imagine what'll happen afterward. You're gonna know all the avoda. You're gonna know exactly how to do the avoda. So, but the ikar of the avoda is the Kohen Gadol prepares for a week. He comes to the base of Mikdash. Now the Kohen Gadol is the star of the show. The Kohen Gadol is going to do every one of the avodas on a regular day. A different Kohen could shech the tamid, the Korban Tamid, and could do the Ketoris. The Kohen Gadol is going to do everything on this day. He's going to do the Korban Tamid, but the Iker of the day is going to be the times that he goes into Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's the first number. The first number is the Kohen Gadol. I'll go afterward, explain everything. The Kohen Gadol is going to go Lefnai V'Lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim twice. The rule is, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it will say it differently. When the Kohen Gadol, every time he changes Begadim, every time he changes begadim, he has to do a tefillah. He has to do a tefillah, and he has to do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, wash his hands and feet before the tefillah and after the tefillah. Okay, so right away, if he goes again, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before and after, and he's going to change his begadim over the course of five times. How many times is he going to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? 10. Okay, that's the first 10. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. two times he does, once before the tefillah, once after. How many tefillahs is he going to do? Five, right? How many times? Why is it that he's doing so many tefillahs? So the regular avoda gets the big day zov. He wears the regular shmoyne begadim, the regular clothing that he wears of the kohen gadol. So he starts out the day, he wears the kohen gadol's regular clothing, the regular clothing. So right before he puts on the clothing, again, tefillah, kiddush adayim v'raglayim before, after. He does what avoda he does, the tamid, he does the ketores, he does the regular avoda. He comes out, now he's putting on the big day lavan. He's putting on the big day lavan. Before the tefillah and one after the tefillah. Then he gets dressed, and then afterward he goes and he does a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Afterward, he puts on the big day lavan. Why is he putting on the big day lavan? You can't go lefnai v'lefnim without the big day lavan. Without the big day lavan, you can't go b'fnai v'lefnim. So he puts on now the big day lavan. In order to change clothing, what does he have to do? Tefillah. He's going up a madrega. So he has to do now kiddush adayim v'raglayim before and kiddush adayim v'raglayim afterward. Afterward, I'll do the avoda in a moment. But afterward, once he's going to finish the avoda, that's going to be the whole avoda of the Yom Kippur of going lefnai v'lefnim. He's going to go a few times in, which I'll talk about in a moment. Then afterward, he's going to take off those clothing and put on the big day zav. Right? So he has to do a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He has to do a kiddush adayim afterward. He has to do a tefillah in the middle. He's going to put on a big day zav because now he has to do the regular avodas, not the avodas Yom Kippur per se. He's going to do, we'll see all the different avodas. He's going to shech the musafim, etc., and read the Kriyas HaTorah and all that. Then afterward, he's got to go back into the. Why does he have to go back into Lefnai V'Lefnim? If he goes back in, what does he have to do? Again, he has to do the Big Day Lavan. He has to put on Big Day Lavan. So he has to put a tefillah and he has to do Kiddush HaTorah V'Raglayim before, afterward. No. Why does he have to go back in? Because he left stuff inside. And you can't go back in, even to get the stuff from inside, without putting on the Big Day Lavan. You have to figure out what in Musa this could be for us afterward. But he has to go back inside, so he has to put on the Big Day Lavan. He puts on the Big Day Lavan, Kiddush HaTorah V'Raglayim before and afterward. And he has to do it. Then after he comes out, he took out the stuff, the machta, now he has to take off the Big Day Lavan, put on again the Big Day Zav, and then he does the last avoda, which is the Ketores. Very big deal. What do you have to do? Kiddush HaTorah V'Raglayim, tefillah. Okay. So what do you have? Now you have the numbers, first of all. You have 10 Kiddush HaTorah V'Raglayim, because you have five tefillahs. You have two times that he went in Lefnai V'Lefnim. You have five times that he changed clothing. You have three big day zavs and two big day lavans. Okay, now, he comes, he's going to do, there's two major avodas that take place in the avodas, three major avodas really take place in Lefnai V'Lefnim. One is going to be, he has a seer and a par. He's going to have a par, which that par is a par that he has to buy with his own money. It's a cow. What he buys a cow with his own money. And he has to, that is going to be mechaper on him. It's going to be mechaper on his family. It's going to be mechaper on all of the kehanim. That's the par. That's the par of the kohen gadol. Okay? And we'll see, that's going to be, that Adam is going to have to go, lefnai v'lefnim, it's going to have to go inside. Then there's the second avoda, is the seyer. The seyer is the other, we'll see the little sheep in a moment, or a little goat here, a bear. That little goat, he has to be mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael. For what purpose do you have to be mechaper? Because there's people that they would do, they would go up to the base of Mikdash, they would be tamei. Still have to mechaper them today even. So he's shechting, he has the, that's the seyer, he's mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Then, after the seyer, then there's going to be the ketoris. Then they're gonna be, that's the avoidus bifnim. Okay. Now he's going to be mizvade three times. Three times he's gonna say the vidoy. One is when he's gonna put his hands on the par, his own par, for himself and his family. Then he's gonna do again a vidoy after the girl, which we'll see in a moment. He's gonna do the vidoy again for his family, for the whole of the achayim, the kayanim. Then he's gonna do another vidoy. Who's the last vidoy? The last vidoy is for all Klai Israel. Three vidoys. Every time he says a vidoy, he says Hashem's name, the Shema Mefarsh, three times. So how many Shema Mefarshes did he say? Nine. But he says one more Shema Mefarsh when he does the Goyrol. Okay? So now let's go in order. When he does the Goyrol, let's get to the Goyrol. But he's going to say the Shema Mefarsh when he says the Goyrol, because he's going to take out the Goyrol. He's going to say Lashem. So he's going to say the Shema Mefarsh. So how many Vidui, how many Shema Shems did he say? 10. Okay? How many Vidui's did he say? 3. How many times did he do Kiddush HaTorah V'Raglayim? 10. Okay? How many Tefillahs did he do? 5. How many times did he go Lefnai V'Lefnim? Two. How many times did he put on the Big Day Lavan? 2. Anytime you go in the Big Day Lavan, it's only to go to Lefnai V'Lefnim. How many times did he have the Big Day Zav? 3. Okay? Okay, now let's start. Okay, so now you have the numbers. We don't have all the numbers yet. 1 minute. I said 43. I said 43. We don't have 1 minute. Okay, now let's start. So I wrote it down. Because how could I remember all this? You have to write these things down. So you have the par goes in. The par, what does he do? The first thing he does, the regular avoidance. He starts the day. Right, he was up the whole night. They don't want carry. They don't want any matzah of him. He wakes up. He goes straight to the mikvah. Kiddush Daim Verglav. He puts on the golden begodim, and then he does the talmid of the. That's not the avoid of the koi of the avoid the Yom Kippur. He does the korban talmid, and after he does the korban talmid, he does the ketoris, the regular ketoris, the regular ketoris that we bring every single day. The kohen gadol does every part of the avoid of that day. Now he comes out. He takes the goes. He changes his clothing. The Kiddush Daim Verglav. The tefillah. He puts on the big day lovin. Now they bring in front of him the goyrol. They put in front of him two goats that look exactly the same. The seer l'ashem. And the seer lazazel, they put them in front. They looked exactly the same. They looked the same. They looked the same, right? Your first year bachrim, you know? They put them in front of them. Two bachrim. They looked exact same. Now he's going to have a goyrol in a little, a beautiful little case over there. The Gemara says they put inside. It says one says Lashem and one says lazazel. But the Gemara and the Chattis, I think. No, it says one says Lashem, one says the other one, right? So now one is going to be the Chattis. Lashem, and that's going to be the one that the blood is going to go with live in the name. And the other one, we're going to take him, we're going to look at him straight in the face, it's Shuama. We're going to facing that goat, and then we're going to throw him off the cliff, and he's going to be mechaper on the entire Klal Yisrael. Okay? That's the second one. So now, he picks up in his right hand. If it comes out in his right hand, Lashem, so then he takes the Lashem, and he says, the Shem I'm the first. That's the first time he said, the Shem I'm the first. Then he's going to take that. Oh no, it's not true. I forgot to tell you. He already said, Shem I'm the first. See, we messed up. Because you have to write this stuff down. You have to remember this. So he'll write it down. The first thing he does is he takes his par. Remember his par? He takes his par and he's mizvadi. He puts his hands on it and he says, Vidui. How many times is he going to say the Shem Hashem in that Vidui? Three. He's going to say the Shem Hashem. He's going to say the Shem Hashem. He's going to say the Shem Hashem three times in the Vidui. Right? He's going to say right. Right. He's going to say the Shem Hashem. So he's mizvada. And who's he mizvada on the first, on the par? On his family, on himself, on his immediate family. He says the par, he does the vidoy, the whole place falls to the ground when they said the Shema first. Everybody had enough room to spread out Dalet Amos, even though it was like this, it was like a bunch of bachrim and a tunica. But everybody had enough room to go, and Dalet Amos, they were all able to spread out, and they were mizvada biyachad. And then afterward, now he does the goyrol. That was my mistake. Now he does the goyrol. He's wearing the big day love, and you remember. He's wearing the big day love. He does the goyrol. He takes out the word Lashem. If it comes out Lashem in the right hand, he puts it on the right. Bah. If it comes out the Lashem in the left hand, then that's the one that'll go Lashem. The one that's Lashem is the one that the blood is going to go Lefnai V'Lefnim and is going to be Mechaper on the Klal Yisrael. In the blood. The blood's going to go Lefnai. Okay. So he takes it out. Then he ties a little. What are you doing to me? Nothing. Don't worry. He takes a little red string. He ties it to the goat. That red string is eventually going to be the one that if we're going to tie a little red string over here also, and we're going to see that it turns white when he gets thrown off the cliff, and it's going to turn white. This is going to be a big simcha for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so then now we have to start. So now he comes after the goyrol. He takes his hands, he puts it again on the par. Again, now he's mizvada on who? On the kayanim, him, and the kayanim, the mishpacha. Okay, so that he's mizvada on the kayanim. He says the Shem Hashem how many times? Three. He says everybody falls down. Dalet Amos, they have a whole matziv over there. Matziv. He says the Shem Hashem, and they're misvade. Everything is calm. Everything is calm. Now he has to shecht. Who is he shecht first? First he has to shecht the par. He has to shecht the par. That was the par that he just did the video on. He shechts the par. He does all the avodah. He does the shechita. He does the kabbalah. Right? He has to do the shechita. He catches the blood. And afterward, you have to take somebody and he has to mix around the blood because you don't want the blood to congeal. Blood congeals very, very quickly. If you ever saw a shechita, it looks like a blood patty fragment. Then he walks over there to the fourth row. He puts down the blood because he has to come back now. We're not ready yet. Now he has to come and he has to do the first. He starts getting ready for the ketoris. Now he does the ketoris. What's the ketoris? The ketoris is the avoida. He first has to go in. He has a special type of a shovel that he puts over here in his right arm like that. He goes into the gecholim that are on the marocha, on the mizbeach. He takes out from the hottest gecholim. He puts it on. It's quite heavy. It's a difficult avoida. He comes back. He's holding it like this. Somebody brings him the finest of the ketoris. He takes that ketoris. A very difficult avoida. He can't get through the finger loch and has to go dafka through there and he has to put it into a little like a kli, little some type of a shovel type of looking thing, which is going to catch the ketoris. Wait, we didn't get to that part yet. Now, but first he's allowed to put it down in the meantime, the gechalim. Then he takes it, that's a brisker. Anyway, he takes it like this, he takes it, and he puts it into the Now he has on the one side the Ketoiris. On the other side he has the Gechalim. Now he has to go into Lefnai V'Lefnim. He's going about to go in for the first time into Lefnai V'Lefnim. Don't forget, where's the blood? The blood is sitting there of which of the par. Of the par. Okay? We're still missing one of the vidois, right? We did two vidois so far. On the par, we did two vidois. Okay, we didn't shech the goat. He doesn't know what's about to hit him. So he walks in to Lefnai V'Lefnim. He has a whole surah. He walks in. In the second base of Mikdash, there was no wall. There was a double paroiches. He would walk through the double paroiches. Now he's in Lefnai V'Lefnim. I forgot to tell you, the Zohar says at this point, we tie a rope to his leg, right? Quite a... Imagine like, you know, he take the chas and he's going up to daven for the amen. No, don't worry. You know, he's not tying the rope. What do you do? Tie the rope just in case. He goes through. He has this. It's a very heavy thing. He goes through. He goes this way, this way, this way. He comes there in the second base of Mikdash. The first base of Mikdash had the Aron and the Kapiris and the whole matzah. The second base of Mikdash now that it only had the Evan Ashsia. That's the place where the world is created from. He goes over. He places down the Gecheles, the shovel with the calls. Then he now has to get this. That's the hard part. That's what you're referring to. He has to get the shovel into his hand in a certain sewer like this and allow it to drop. Some held it by their teeth. Some held it by their underarm dart in, right? And some held it by their teeth. He would put it by his teeth and he had to let it tip into his hands. As it was tipping into his hands, it would have to go through a little hole in his hands. Right? Very difficult avoida. And then it would come down. The fire would go, a smoke would go straight up, and then it would spread throughout the entire room. He would stay there until the smoke had spread, the ashen of the Ketoiris had spread throughout the entire heichel. Then he would walk out backwards and outside in front of the pareches, he would say the tefillah. He would say that tefillah, Kosh Baruch Hu, Mefarnes Klal Yisrael, help Klal Yisrael, but a short tefillah, because he doesn't want people to think that he is in Har Menuches, or Har Zeisim, actually. He doesn't want people to think that now he is dead. So then he would walk back out. After he came out, because he died inside, there were 300 Kohanim Gadol that every single year they went in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, and every year they did not come out because they died, because COVID took them so much that it was worth going in, even though he knew he was a Rasha. 300 Kohanim Gedolim went in, and each one of them died. The next, he comes out, now what does he have to do? Now he has to do the Hazois of the Dam Apar. He has to take the Dam, okay? He's going to take, so he takes that Dam after it was mixed. Don't forget that somebody mixing it. He takes from that Dam, and this is going to be the Zrika. He's going to go in the same derech through the Paroi, because he comes to the actual place where the smoke is still there, and he does Achas Lamala. He takes the blood, and it goes like this, right? This is exactly what he did, like this, like that. And then Sheva Lamata as he counts. That's what you're doing. Achas, Achas, V'Achas. The Achas is the first Achas. Achas V'Shtayim, V'Shlalash, right? And he's going down, right? And then he does Ta, 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 Ta. He gets up one, seven down. That's eight Hazoyas from the par. Now he has to come out. He goes back through there, etc. He takes the blood. He leaves it over there. Then he now shechs the Seir Lashem. That's the now he's going to shech that. First he has to do. First he does vidui on it. Remember, we had to do vidui three times. He's going to say the Shem Hashem. Everybody falls to their face. That we just already had 10 Shem Hashems, right? Because we had the third vidui three times three plus the one from the Lashem. So now we have the third vidui. Everyone in Klal Yisrael goes down. Dalet Amos, the whole matzah. They shecht it. He does the Kabbalah. After he does the Kabbalah, he takes the dam. Now he goes with that dam. He goes and does the exact same avoida that he did with the par. He goes in, he goes through the paroiches, same thing. Sorry? This is the second time. No, but it's all part of the same going in. Yeah, in Hanami, that's true. Yeah, I didn't even count that one. That's true. What?
If they all died, how do they do it?
Yeah, in Hanami. So that you'd have a scan. The scan would come in, but you're asking, wasn't the scan also a bad guy? A lot of times the scan was a good guy. He didn't pay his way in. Don't ask. So then he...
Times the second base of Mikdash, right?
This is by the second base of Mikdash. By the first base of Mikdash, they were good guys. Mm. But the second base of Mikdash is one good Shimon HaTzadik. He went in 80 years. It was 80 times he went in. He comes in. He does the same avoida. Achas Lamala. Thank you. And then Seva Lamata. How many so far did we do? 16. 16 in the same area, right? 16. Now he comes out. He goes backwards, comes out. Now he takes the dam from the par, which was sitting there. Now he's going to take it and do it on the paroiches, the same avoida, in front of the paroiches. That was by the bade or by the Evan Ashtia. Now he goes to the paroiches. Achas lamala, sheva lamata. How many are we up to? 24. Then he comes back around and he takes the dam from the seir. 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 He does the same avoida. He goes achas lamala. Sheva lamata, how many are we up to? 32. So we need how many more? 11. We got to get to 43. So what does he do? Now he takes the dam, he mixes the dam sayer and the dam par. He mixes the dam together. Now the dam is mixed together. He takes that dam. And he goes to the Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKetoris. He takes it to Machlaikis. If he does it like this, he puts blood there, blood there, blood there, blood there. Some hold he goes like this. One, two, there, there. Different shitas. Mashiach will be given. Biskarov has a Mahalach and why, or whatever. Anyways, then afterward he takes the dam. So he did four. That was four more. Then he takes, so we're up to how many? 36. Now we need how many more? Seven. So he takes the dam, the mixture, and on the gag of the Mizbeach seven times, 43. That's 43 asas. 43 azaz. You got it? 43 azaz. And he has to take the blood and wipe it off because everything here is kodesh. Then he comes out. Now, so we have all that azaz. We have all that azaz. We have the vidui. What?
Cleans the blood off from the kitchen.
Come again?
Cleans the blood off.
Ah, you see, I made a mistake. You see, it's Gishmak, I made a mistake, right? I made a mistake. I said we did a vidui. See, that's why you have to write everything down. I said he did a vidui where? On the seyer. No, he doesn't. He does it on the Seir Lazazel. So we just we have a fake vidui. Fake vidui. He doesn't do the vidui there. He does the vidui and the Seir Lazazel. I did that to see if any of you, because I felt bad. Maybe I'm learning this and you guys know it already. And now I see it's a good thing we're learning this. Right? Now I see it's a good thing we're learning this. He doesn't do the vidui on the Seir, and you'll never forget this the rest of your life, because now that I tricked you all, you're going to always remember, where's the last vidui? Where's the last vidui? Not on the Seir Lashem. It's on the Seir La Azazel. Now he does the vidui. Now it's when we have the 10th one. Like, not bad. Everything else was true. Everything else was true. What? Seven down? No, only seven down. Very good. Only the Zohar says why, but only seven down. Seven down and four on each side. Here, each side. What?
It
stuff is a merdik and nice, but we're not in the base of Mikdash because nobody can go in the Kodesh HaKadosh, right? Now he has to go, and he does, he has to put on the golden begadim. Do you remember what he left inside? What did he leave inside? The machta, no, not the blood. The blood, he went down. The machta, both machta, both shovels. Bid you the shovel with the gechalim and the shovel with the chafina with the ketores. So he left them in there, but he goes out now. He's not in there now. I'm saying now he puts on the golden begadim. He has to do tefillah shidaim reglaim. Then he has to do again a tefillah. Then he has to do again a kiddush shidaim reglaim. Then he puts on the golden begadim. Then he's going to do all the regular avodas. He has to read. They read the sefer Torah, the parsha of the yoyim. He makes a birchas Torah just like we make a birchas Torah. And he reads from parshas Emor and parshas Achrei Mois. And they read right. And then he has to go and they have to do sreifas apar. They have to burn and they have to do, you know, take out all the insides and do the burning of the rest of the, and then they have to do the other avoidus. What are the other avoidus? The regular korban tamid, the ben arbayim, right? They have to do that. Afterward, now he has to go back and get the machta. He has to go back and get the machta. So he has to do again a kiddush shidayim verglayim, and this is the second time he's going in. The second time he's going in, but he has to go. But you can't go in without big day lovam. So he has to go and put on kiddush daim reglaim. So he has to do a tefillah. He has to do another kiddush daim reglaim. Then he goes in, and what does he do? He takes it out. He walks out backwards. The whole story. Now he has to go again and put on the golden begadim, because now he has to do the regular avoid of the ketoris, the regular avoid. But now, before that, wait a minute. He has to send the. I think when right before he puts on the golden begadim, he's wearing the white begadim. He sends the seer lazazel. He says, he goes, and he sends him, well, actually, no, we sent him already. We sent him. We did the video and we sent him. We sent him already. We sent him already. We sent him already. We sent him. So now, Agav, you want another 10? There's 12 mil. It's about 12 kilometers. Between here, right? I thought I showed my kids on Ben Azman exactly where I think it was, Erech, because you have to go out by, you know, by that road, by Yam HaMelech, right? On that road over there. Right, you go right over there, trying to find remnants of Evarim, because it says once he got already to half the mountain already, he had been right shawarma, right, by that point already. So Bekitza, he walks 12 mil, but there are 10 sukkahs. Each sukkah, they ask him, do you want something to eat or to drink, you know, because it's difficult, you know, it's hot, it's the midbar, it could be, you know, a chamsin out there, you know, and they give him, and he's allowed to, because it's avoid this doicha, even Yom Kippur. He never ate or drank ever, right? He walks 10 sukkahs, each time, oh, thank you, he walks each time, wouldn't that not be cool if he wasn't bringing it for me? That's great. Good boy. Because he knows the Saracen Mechuba, he needs seltzer, he needs bubble. Kids, he walks 10 times. He walks 10 sukkahs. By the last sukkah, people are malav him all the way and give him chizik. The last 2 mil he walks himself. They can't walk at that point because it's outside the tchum. So they were waiting there for him. He walks himself the last 2 mil. He talks to the goat. He tells the goat, "You're going to be mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael, on all of the Averus, and all of the Zaynut." Bah! Right? And then he throw him off the cliff. By the time he got halfway down, pieces, mamish, spare ribs, dust, fragments, and inside the base of Mikdash, it had turned already white. It had turned already white. Hopefully. Then you come back. Now he's wearing his golden bigodim. So Meli does the Ketoiris, Kiddush Adayim Reglayim before, Kiddush Adayim Reglayim afterward. And thus is Adkan Davoida. Then he would make us a party, and he would invite everybody to the party, and everybody would come, and it would be a Gois Simcha when the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they would have a big Suda by night that he came out alive. If he came out alive, otherwise, you know, they had people whose job was to pull the string, right? And that was it. So what do we have? Let's make a Sikkum. What's 10? Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. What, 10 times, what else is 10? Shem Hashem. What else is 10? Sukkis. Very good. What else is 10? What else is 10? Sarasa Dibris. Lay them. Okay, next. What do we have? What is 5? What's 5? 5 tefillahs. What else?
5 changes
of clothing. What else is 5? What is it? Chumash, that's very good. Right. 5 chumash. No, I think there's another 5. Do we have another 5 tefillahs? Good. No? Chumash. Okay, 3. How many 3s do we have? 3 is the Shema Mefarish.
3
Big Day Zav.
3 Avos.
3 Avos. What? 3 Vidois. 3 Vidois, thank you, right? 3 Vidois. I said 3 Shema Hashem. 3 Vidois. 3 Vidois. 3 Vidois. You're good. 3 Vidois. Not so good, but you're good. 3 Vidois. What else do we have? 3 Big Day Zav. Is that right? Oh, old man. 3, what else? 3 cups of seltzer? What else? 3? Okay, 2. 2 Big Day Lavan.
2 things under his armpits.
2 things under his armpits. And 2 armpits, right? 2, right? 2 times he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. 2 official times. He went in more than 2 times. How many times did he go in? That's the one thing I didn't count. How many times did he go in? No, it's more. Let's think it out. 1 second. He went in. 1 second. He brought in the Ketoiris. Was that he brought in the Ketoris? He took out the Ketoris. He brought in the Dama Par. He brought in the Dama Seir.
That's already more.
He brought in the Dama Par. That's 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. No, I got that one. 4. 4, right? You got 4. What? If he survived the first 3.
2 mil by himself.
What?
2 mil by himself.
2 mil by himself. What's 8? 8 is what? 8 is Hazoyas. 8 is Hazoyas. Ech Lamada, Shalamada. 43. Azoyas, amount of Azoyas, right? 43. What else? Right? 43. What else? One is Hashem. One is Hashem. Two Seir. Two is goats. 2 goats. What else? Bah. Right? 1 second. 1 second. And what's the Lamdas? What's the need in Klapei? Now when you're going to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur and you're going to see it and you're going to daven it, it's going to mean so much to you. You're going to love it now. You're going to remember. You remember me. You're going to remember. No, but 1 second. What Dvar Musa can we take out of this? What Dvar Musa? Why did he have to change his? Think about all the Dvar Musa. Why did he have to go to a Toivel? Why do you have to tell people going to the golden begotim is going a step down, right? Because going to a Kodesh Kedoshim is going a step up, right? So when you big day love, and I understand you're going a step up, why when you put on the big day zov, that's a step down. Now he's doing the regular avodah, right? That's also a lesson, right? After Yom Kippur, the person has Yom Kippur holy the whole day, halig, right? Now you're doing your regular daily avodah, the regular davening, the regular avodah, regular sinus, the regular learning, right? But you're doing that after a person who went through Yom Kippur. You're hey, like a person now. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between a person who, even though it's a regular avodah, the regular davening, the regular learning, the regular siyness, and the regular falling, right? But you're a person that went and was at one point in the year, you're much holier. You did. What are the musters there? What are the musters? 2 seerim come in, there's 2 bochim that come into the yeshiva on Yom Kippur to daven, right? And they look the same, and they daven, whatever, they all look the same. One of them, his dam is going to go to Fnaiv Lifnim, he's going to be mamish, the one that will go to Fnaiv Lifnim, the other one is going to turn into Ivarim, Ivarim Gar. Right? One of them, you understand? They're the same 2 bachrim. They come into yeshiva. You see them. They look the same. They act the same. They're both in diaper and dust. Right? And then what happens? One of them is going to be fabulous. One of them. Gmar chsima toiva. It's good we did this.
It's good. 2 strings.
Oh. You guys hop in the middle of the night. I'm going to call you guys up. I'm going to say to you, 8. I'm going to say, you made me look. No. 8. Azoyas. I'm going to call one of you up, right? 43. You know, the,
total.
3, 10, 10, 10. Kiddush Hashem, 5, right? No, four. What was four? We got four in the end. Fatami went in. Right. Fatami went into the three. Armpits.
Yeah. Repeat this while he was driving.
I just wrote it right now.
Or he was in the car. Or he was driving.
No, I get my way. Merci, Mateva. Merci, Mateva. Merci, Mateva. Merci, Mateva. I wish I had somebody did that when I was a kid. I need this stuff. Merci, Mateva. Merci, Mateva. You have it's a whole different davening now. You know what actually is happening. American guys don't even know what the mission is. I didn't have somebody. I'm just out of the school. Yeah, it's here. It's not here.
I don't think he's here, but he was here.
Oh, no, this is not
his publicist.
Rabbi knows a puller in his.